Toronto. Representatives of several Northwestern Ontario First Nations are preparing to descend on Queen's Park to ask Premier Doug Ford to sign a declaration affirming First Nations' right to say no to mining opportunities on treaty land. Last week, the Land Defense Alliance, a coalition comprised of Asubpishoziwagong Anishinaabek, Grassy Narrows, Kichinumekusub Ininuwug, Big Trout Lake, Wapakika, Neskantaga, and Muskrat Dam First Nations, declared they would be traveling to Queen's Park and urged Ford to meet with them face-to-face. According to the Land Defense Alliance, Minister of Indigenous Affairs Greg Rickford wrote to the group offering to meet with them in Ford's place. The alliance openly rejected Rickford's invitation, stating in a release he is Minister of Northern Development and Minister of Indigenous Affairs, but he has no authority over mining. Sending a minister with no real authority to resolve our concerns is an insult, said Chief Turtle of Grassy Narrows. The buck stops with Ford and we demand to meet with him. He makes time for developers and mining executives, he should make time for us. It is not too late for Ford to do the right thing, meet with us and commit to respect our right to say no to industry. Some of the controversy stems from Ford's 2018 campaign statement promising to drive the bulldozer himself if needed to develop the Ring of Fire. Since then, Neskantaga First Nation Chief Chris Munias has been speaking out against the province's lack of consultation over Ring of Fire mining development. Ford has allowed thousands of mining claims to be staked on their territory without their consent, nor even prior notice, but he has yet to show these First Nations the basic respect of meeting with them. Ford has earned a reputation of having an open door for wealthy developers and mining executives, the Land Defense Alliance commented in a release. The alliance reiterated its demand to meet with the premier face-to-face on the front lawn of the legislature on Tuesday after question period at 12:15 p.m., Rickford's office did not respond to a request for comment on this story by the time of publication.